Hi everyone, this is Christy Jane Courtney and I'm the Director of Operations for the ARC in Macomb County.
And my name is Lauren Cristola and I am the Development Specialist of the ARC of Macomb.
Welcome to our first podcast of What's New With You. About a year ago, Community Mental Health in Macomb County gave us some money to start a podcast to let people know about different organizations in the community. So you can look forward to monthly sessions of us going out and interviewing different organizations, finding out what they do, how to access their services, ways that we can help out organizations in the community, and then finding out what's new with the organization, what events they have going on, what fun stuff they have coming up. About a year ago, United Way put out a request for proposals looking for organizations to do some public policy work. Lauren and I did some brainstorming and decided it would be really great to request some grant money from United Way to educate people with disabilities about the way government works, local government, federal government, looking at the different layers of government, the branches of government, and then teaching people about voting and voting rights. Because to be truly included in your community, you need to be included in the democratic process.
So the grant with United Way was a year-long grant that we received. And we started the process with some classes. We had three classes that individuals attended where they learned the various functions of government, how government works. They were able to find their local legislators and really understand the democratic process. We also were able to get some of the participants to register to vote and find out where they go on voting day. After we completed the educational sessions, we were able to host some hands-on sessions as well. These hands-on sessions included the participants researching their elected officials based on where they currently live, learning about the ballot initiatives that are important to them. We also focused on how the participants and anybody else really could find quality information about their candidates and about the issues that affect them.
We also helped some people register to vote who were interested to vote. And then for people who were interested in getting absentee ballots, we helped them to fill out the paperwork and send that in. So everybody should, who wanted to, should be able to vote in the midterm elections in the way that they want. Because we wanted to make sure that people knew how to vote from home as well as vote from the booth.
And we're going to be wrapping this up in a few weeks with holding some mock voting with some voting booths. So that way the people that are engaged in this project can have a practice round of voting before they actually go to the polls that day.
Yep. So we wanted to make sure people were as empowered to vote as they could be to make it as likely as as possible for them to participate in the democratic process, which kind of brought us to our interview. We did some research and found out that Kim Meltzer is the township clerk for Clinton Township. And we also learned that the township clerk is the person who oversees the elections. Kim was nice enough to agree to participate in this interview and gave us a lot of really great information about voting rights, specific voting rights for people with disabilities. We hope that you enjoy this information and find it useful.
And without further ado, here is What's New With You.
Welcome to another episode of What's New With You, put on by the ARC of Macomb County. I am Christy Jane Courtney, the Director of Operations with the ARC of Macomb, and today our guest is Kim Meltzer, who is the Township Clerk for Clinton Township. Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me here, and thank you, Christy. And very nice to meet you, Lauren, as well.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do as the township clerk?
I am the elected clerk. Not all clerks are elected in the state of Michigan. However, all township clerks are elected, but only some city clerks are elected. The others are appointed clerks. And I've been a clerk for 10 years in Clinton Township, and my job duties are mainly to be the record keeper of all documents. We maintain the accuracy of the documents and make accessibility easy for the public because these are their documents. And also probably more visible is I am the chief elections coordinator. So I execute the elections both from the federal, state, county, local, and school elections.
So as the person who coordinates the elections, I imagine there are a lot of things going on in the clerk's office these days. So what's new with you? What's new with the clerk's office?
Oh my goodness, I don't know. There's so many things. In fact, just before you got here, we were working on some legislation to change our August primary to a June, the month of June, and some of the schools want to say, okay, yeah, that's fine. We don't object to that as long as we get March, the May elections turned into March. So we're trying to figure all that out. So there's always moving parts in the election industry, and that's something that can be very challenging because there's a lot of people that have the authority to recommend or approve the rules that we have to live under, but they don't really understand how those rules actually impact the industry. So, and what I mean by that, and not in any disrespect whatsoever, is the legislature makes decisions based on what we do in the clerking industry. And because of that, there's a lot of legislators and senators and state reps and senators in Michigan, not all of them have the expertise in the election industry. So when they all gather to vote on elections and they're lobbied for decision making, it may not be in our best interest. But we comply, and that's what clerks do. We're incredibly flexible. We try to accommodate any of the needs that the public is asking for. And as long as we can do it within the parameters of election law, we go the extra mile to make it happen. So I enjoy doing that very much.
Awesome. And the midterm elections are coming up in just a couple months, right? Or just a month now.
Well, yeah, November 8th.
November 8th.
So it's 4 weeks away, maybe a little more than that. And it's going good. I think we've got absentee ballots. We're only at about 10% returned at this time. It was a little slow in getting those ballots back, but that could mean that people may not have made up their mind or they're going to vote at the polls on election day. So that's always an option for folks.
Awesome. So we have learned that you need to register to vote. Can you tell us a little bit about when people need to register to vote? Can they do that online? Do they have to do that in person? What needs to happen to be registered?
So registration with the passing of Proposition 3 of 2018, Michigan now offers same-day voter registration. So people can register to vote up until 8 p.m. on Election Day and vote. So we feel that that's opened up an opportunity, especially for college students that always wait for the last minute and may or may not be in the area, and they come home and they want to vote and they forgot to register, or they weren't sure that they could register at college, which they could do, but a lot of them do come here on Election Day and register. So that is one of the biggest changes in election law. We do have limitations. We can mail out our registration forms 15 days out, but then on that 14th day leading up to Election Day, those that want to register have to come in person and do so.
So I think I had read online, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, if you want to register by mail or online, you need to do that by October 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you wanted to register up until Election Day, you'd have to come to the clerk's office to
correct.
Do that?
Correct.
Okay.
Now that's just October 4th or October 24th is the threshold for this election, so don't think it's always October 24th
okay.
for that purpose.
Great, because mm-hmm. the day to register and the day to request your absentee ballot would change depending on the date of the actual election, right?
That's correct.
Okay, great. If someone wants to get an absentee ballot, what would they do to get an absentee ballot?
Well, they can fill out an application and they have to sign the signature, their signature on it, send that in to us. We match that to the qualified voter file. When that does match, then we mail them their absentee ballot, or they can come in to the clerk's office and fill it out here, and we can hand them their ballot right at that moment. We have ballot booths here also for anyone that might want to use our VAT machine, which is a voter assist terminal. That's an electronic voting device. It's a marking device. It actually doesn't capture any tally of the votes. It just marks the ballot. That's an option for anybody that would like to use that. And people can come in, or we can mail it out, like you mentioned.
Okay.
You know.
When we pulled into the parking lot here at the township clerk's office, we saw a drop box in the parking lot where you can just pull up and drop off your absentee ballot. Can you talk to us a little bit more about options for dropping off that ballot?
I love the option of having drop boxes throughout our township. We have 6 in Clinton Township, and they're strategically placed on government property under camera surveillance. And at any given time, we can pull up that camera and review any activity that might happen, throughout the day or even through the night. So there's dark vision, whatever, so we can see. Yes. And it really is a convenience, and I think it opens up the opportunity to allow people to make sure they get their ballot to us on time. And right now we're under construction, so we've moved our ballot box temporarily over to in front of our comfort station /splash pad area, and folks can just drive up and drop their ballot into the drop box and know that we take those and empty those drop boxes daily. So, and they can verify whether or not we've received their ballot by going to the state website at michigan.gov/vote, and they can verify that their ballot's been received.
Great. And you said there's 6 drop boxes throughout the county?
No.
Or throughout the city?
Throughout our township.
Yes. Thank you.
Throughout our township. And we, like I said, 3 of them are on three of our 5 fire stations. Then one is at our police station. One is at Heritage Estates on 18 in Hayes, and that is a township-owned senior facility. And then the 6th one is here in the township grounds.
If people wanted to know where those drop boxes are, could they go to Clinton Township's website and find the locations?
They sure can. And they can go to the state of Michigan's website as well, the one I mentioned, michigan.gov/vote or clintontownship.com.
Great. Great. So at the ARCA of Macomb County, we work with people with disabilities, and we've learned a lot of things about voting since we started working on our project. One of the things that we learned was that in Michigan, if you have a cognitive impairment and you have a guardian, you do have the right to vote, which we found out was not true in all states. So we were really happy that Michigan was one of those states that allowed people with disabilities to vote. But knowing that some people need support to vote, can you talk a little bit about support that people can get while voting?
So the only limitation that people with a disability could get, could be restricted by, is if it's their employer or a union steward, something that might be influential in their decision making. But family members can support a person with a disability and help them along. And we also have, as I mentioned earlier, what's called a voter assist terminal, which is our VAT machine, which is a machine that's designed to help persons with disabilities. And it includes a Braille keypad with arrows that can be maneuvered with their fingers. And then we also have headphones that are able to listen. And so, but at any given time, if anyone needs help, they can have a family member, or if they don't have a family member with them or somebody that can represent them, then we have staff here at the township that can help, or on election day at the precincts. And what we make sure takes place is that two of the staffers are from opposing parties, so that there is no conflict of interest and that the voter feels confident that they're just being assisted and not told what to do or how to vote.
That is awesome. So if I'm a person with a disability and maybe I struggle with some reading, and my brother's going to come with me to vote, he can come right into that booth with me and help me read the things on the ballots to make sure that I'm voting for what I want to vote for, correct?
He does, and we encourage that. He
awesome.
Can. Yeah.
Will anyone ask me if I have a disability or ask me to sign something stating that I have a disability?
Absolutely not. We train that a person is not to be asked if they have a disability, but to ask if there's any assistance necessary for them that would make it a better opportunity, a voting opportunity for them to vote.
Okay. Would my support person ever be asked to sign something stating that they had assisted me in voting or that? Okay.
No.
Okay. Great. And if, maybe it wouldn't happen here in Clinton Township, but if someone was in another district and they went to vote and they were told that they can't have someone help them vote, or they were told that they're not allowed to vote because they have a disability, are there any safeguards in place or people that that someone could call for assistance if they feel like their voting rights are being denied?
Well, they certainly can. They could call the clerk's office, and we would give, you know, the proper, we would redirect the staff that had, you know, misdirected the person with a disability, informing them that most definitely they could vote. They can contact the Bureau of Elections. They can contact the police, in fact, and the police could come out and help them, most definitely. And no, it shouldn't happen here in Clinton Township, but sometimes, you know, the message might not get across. And if it doesn't, that voter should know their rights. And anybody with a disability or not has the right to vote. And in Michigan, it's very easy because of same-day voter registration and proof of that, and mm-hmm. we don't think that would be an issue, but there's always these opportunities mm-hmm. that you can't see happen. You can't see them until they do happen. So,
right.
But we want to be prepared, and we always want to welcome everyone the right to vote.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate that. Are there any other things that you'd like to say about voting, or things that you would like people to know about voting in Clinton Township or in Michigan?
Just that we are, you know, everybody that wants to vote has the right to vote. Don't be afraid. Don't let anybody tell you that, you know, your vote won't count or that it doesn't matter. We want people to know that every vote counts, and we are working to make sure that happens. Clerks care very much about the voice of the people, and that's our job. It doesn't matter if we're elected bipartisan nomination or vote. We have to represent all voices, no matter what political preference or any other issue there is.
Awesome. We appreciate that. At the ARC, we also want to make sure that everyone knows what their voting rights are, to feel empowered to get out there and vote. We have put out a voter guide this year for people to give them information about voting, about their voting rights, and about places that they could call if they find that their voting rights are challenged. So if anyone needs any additional information about voting or voting rights, you can contact the ARC of Macomb County, and we would be happy to answer your questions. And then I would hope, Kim, that if we have any additional questions, we could contact your office and you would help us out with that.
We welcome that. Please do. If you have any questions at all, we're here to help you.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great conversation that was with Kim. It was so nice of her to open up her office to us and give us the information that voters need to be able to go out on election day and exercise their fundamental right to vote.
So remember, November 8th, Tuesday, November 8th, it's election day. It's the midterm elections. They're super important. If you have any additional questions about voting, voting rights, help that you can get voting as a person with a disability, please feel free to call the ARC of Macomb County. We've also put out a voter guide that can help people. If you want a copy of that, give us a call and we can get that to you. Thanks for joining us for our first podcast. Look for podcasts monthly from us, from different organizations in the community that provide great supports and services to people. If you have any additional questions or need any additional information, you can call the ARC of Macomb County at 586-469-1600, or you can visit our website at www.arcservices.org. Have a great day.
Thanks.